NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the State Farm Insurance Companies. Here's Richard Valeriani.
Democratic Majority Leader Mike Mansfield of Montana expressed hope today the Senate would take up the treaty to stop the spread of nuclear weapons by the end of this month. Both Mansfield and Minority Leader Everett Dirksen predicted a lengthy and spirited debate over the long-delayed treaty. President Johnson would like the treaty to be ratified before he leaves office. President-elect Richard Nixon has endorsed the treaty with some reservations, but says ratification should be held up until an appropriate time because of the Soviet intervention in Czechoslovakia last August. Republican Senate leaders have thrown their support behind a congressional move to nullify the vote of a North Carolina presidential elector who voted for George Wallace in the Electoral College, even though Mr. Nixon had carried the state. Religious rioting in Northern Ireland. The story from Kevin O'Kelly in Dublin.
As darkness fell in Derry City in Northern Ireland this evening, police were still scuffling with demonstrators after a day of riots when 5,000 civil rights marchers, mostly Catholics, and 1,000 Protestant extremists belabored each other with sticks and pelted stones, bottles and bricks in a pitched battle outside the City Hall in Derry. The civil rights people had marched 4 days from Belfast and had previously refused to defend themselves, even when they were ambushed with a hail of rocks as their road went through a ravine outside the city. But in Derry, they fought back, and over 100 were taken to hospital. One Member of Parliament, Mr. Jerry Fitt, says he'll protest to the British Prime Minister because the police have shown they were either unable or unwilling to protect the marchers who protest against alleged injustices in voting practices and alleged discrimination against Catholics in public housing. Kevin O'Kelly in Dublin.
Commander Lloyd Bucher, the skipper of the captured intelligence ship Pueblo, and 9 of his men have received Purple Heart medals in a ceremony at the San Diego Naval Hospital. The medals were awarded for wounds they suffered when the ship was seized by North Korea. More news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. For years now, my gravelly but strangely seductive voice has been coming out of your radio extolling the virtues of your State Farm agent. I told you that he's a nice guy, a friendly guy, that his service is fast, and that his company, State Farm Mutual, is so reliable that it's been the world's biggest automobile insurer for 27 years, and you've been saying nuts to you, Cap. Well, I'm going to let you try out a State Farm agent on a free trial basis. Go to your State Farm agent's office. See if he isn't friendly. See if he isn't fast. See if he isn't a nice guy. Do it. And I'm sure that the next time you hear my voice, you'll turn to your radio and say, "May the heavens smile on you, little Al Cap." For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Richard Valeriani.
The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Leonard Chapman, says he thinks a large-scale withdrawal of American troops from South Vietnam could begin at the end of the year if, he says, main force enemy units continue to stay out of the country. But Chapman expressed doubt those units would stay out if communist guerrilla operations did not succeed. Diplomatic sources in Paris report American and North Vietnamese negotiators will hold another secret meeting on Monday in their continuing effort to get full-scale peace talks underway. In South Vietnam, giant B-52 jets dropped tons of bombs on suspected enemy positions so close to Saigon that windows and doors rattled in the capital city. President-elect Nixon said today he will ask Ellsworth Bunker to stay on for a while as ambassador to South Vietnam because, he said, a change at this time would be unwise. Mr. Nixon also filled the number 2 and number 3 jobs at the State Department in his administration. He named Elliot Richardson, Attorney General of Massachusetts, to be Undersecretary of State, and Hugh Alexis Johnson, the present ambassador to Japan, to be Undersecretary for Political Affairs. The London Observer reports the Soviet Union has proposed a new peace plan for the Middle East. It would include the stationing of peacekeeping troops from the Soviet Union, Great Britain, France, and the United States along Israel's borders. Israel called on Lebanon today to expel Arab guerrillas from its territory if it wants to live in peace. Lebanon underwent a nationwide blackout for 10 minutes in its first civil defense exercise since the June War of 1967. Striking Lebanese students demanded the government strengthen its defenses along the frontier with Israel in the wake of the commando attack on the Beirut airport last weekend. Once again, the hour's top story, Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield is hopeful that debate on the treaty to stop the spread of nuclear weapons can begin by the end of this month. Richard Valeriani, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor on the fourth day of the new year, and here's music, The Fool on the Hill, by the Sounds of Our Times. For the year ahead. The Going Thing 69. Presented all through this weekend by your Ford dealer. The place you gotta go to see what's going on. One prediction that's being made deals with environmental control for improving the efficiency of office workers. By eliminating noise from air conditioners, heating equipment, and office machines, all of which irritate and distract office personnel. And do you know, they never even mention miniskirts.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shot you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide.
Your heart's in the desperate divide.
Sandpipers with Let Go. If you're anything like me, you're starting this new year off, 1969, looking for the best value you can get for your dollar. Well, that being the case, again, if you're anything like me, you'll drop over to your Ford dealers because his pop option sale is going on right now. He's offering special low prices on specially equipped Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons. What's a pop option? Very glad you asked. It's a popular option you'd probably order on your new Ford at the regular price. But on these pop option specials, it's already there at big savings. For instance, here's a rundown of the extras on the Fairlane hardtop. Plush deep pile, wall-to-wall carpeting, white sidewall tires, deluxe wheel covers, dual racing mirrors, a sporty tape stripe, and if you wish, you can even get a vinyl roof. The other pop option cars are also specially equipped and especially priced to give you the value buy of the year. So don't wait. See your Ford dealer right now. That's the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now, of course, if you're a devoted theater goer, the place to go is Broadway. Our own man on the aisle, Leonard Probst, passes along his predictions of what's ahead in the theater world for the coming year.
The theater for 1969 looks much healthier than anyone might have predicted even a year ago. In fact, producers both on Broadway and off Broadway are complaining about the difficulty of finding empty playhouses in which to put their new shows. Another good sign is that there are now 21 new shows still to come in on Broadway this season, and more than that in the off-Broadway playhouses. The new shows will tend to be more daring, more astounding than they have been in the past. We can expect to see new subjects handled for the first time on stage and in new forms and by new people, people not only from New York, but talent from all over the country. The emphasis will continue to be on the unusual and at times bizarre aspects of human activity. For instance, the big new musical that's due to open is Angela Lansbury in Dear World. That's unusual because it deals with insanity as a central subject of a musical comedy. In 1969, we can expect to see more bare skin exposed on stage. The nudity that had its beginning in the theater in 1968 may seem to have been only a beginning when we look back on this year. Also, we're probably in for more grope-ins. That is, shows in which the audience gets on stage and gets into the action with the actors. It's all part of the new participatory theater. Side by side with all this, there will be the old standbys, the formula comedy and the family musical. But they too will need new shaping, fresh invention, and a look that clearly says, made in 1969. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, and that's it from Broadway.
I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life. Gotta be me, I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. Down, settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
Davis. I've got to be me. This is Ed McMahon with the Going Thing 69, a weekend-long look into the coming year, brought to you by your Ford dealer. Stay with us and find out what kind of a year 1969 will be, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, this is Hildegard. I'd like to ask you a question. Wouldn't you like every child in the world to have a chance to help himself to a better life? Save the Children's Federation has given this chance to thousands of children during its 35 years of service. The success of the Federation's self-help program depends on the generosity of people like you. You can join the Save the Children sponsors who help children in the United States and overseas on a person-to-person basis. You can contribute to the scholarship fund, which enables underprivileged children in Appalachia to complete their education. You can join in this vital child-family community self-help program. There are many ways to help. Find out how by writing to Save the Children's Federation, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017. Yes, that address again is Save the Children, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. Ed McMahon here with more predictions of things to come in the year ahead. One area of speculation led us into the investigation of the growth of this country's population and what projections can be made for 1969. NBC newsman Peter Hackus interviewed Conrad Teuber, associate director of the U.S. Census Bureau.
Dr. Teuber, where are we headed in 1969?
Well, I would guess we will go about the way we did in 1968. We will increase our population, particularly in the cities, particularly in the suburbs. We will probably continue to decrease the farm population. We will have people moving from south to north, from south to west, from the northeast to the west. And California, Florida, Arizona, Nevada will probably continue to grow as they have been growing.
By the end of this year, 1969, can you predict what the U.S. population count will be?
Well, prediction is always dangerous, but my estimate would be it'll be about 2 million more than it is at the beginning of the year.
So that brings us to what?
That would bring us then to 204 million, perhaps 250,000.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Teuber. As one of those 204 million, I'm sure that I speak for all of our monitor listeners in thanking you for all of your work at the Census Bureau.
Loaded with the most popular options at your Ford dealer's top option sale. White walls, wheel covers, racing mirrors, hood scoop, and case guns. And you know something? You can also save on specially equipped Galaxy 500 spare lanes and pockets. Now, how about that? So get down to your Ford dealer and see why going Ford is the going thing. Ooh, I love sales. I'm going to go down there right now.
It's a going thing.
Music by the Vogues on Monitor Now. Till.
Thank you.
Since predictions are in the order of the day, and of the whole weekend, in fact, let's look into our crystal ball and see what's ahead for the fans of college football in the year ahead. Our expert, one of the country's leading college football coaches.
You know, the old-timers, they tell you, how good they were and how well they could do things, and this is certainly not to take anything away from them, because all the old-timers did a fine job. But let me assure you that the athlete of today is bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, he's quicker, he has more skills than the athletes 10 years ago. The only one thing that I would say probably as a result of our affluent society would be that maybe they're not quite as tough.
This is Van Patrick, and we're in the new $8.5 million Convocation Center at Notre Dame University. With me is the head coach of Notre Dame, Herb Parseghian. What's ahead for college football in 1969?
Well, Ben, I think what the Rules Committee does late this month will determine a lot in what happens in college football in 1969. Basically, I think the pressure is on the defense. It's a real problem, and I don't know. The Rules Committee could change that late this month if they eliminate the stopping of the clock at the end of, or when a first down is made.
I thought your game with Southern California last November was one of the most exciting football games I've ever seen, and that's probably the game that upset you more than any of the rest of them.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a great game, Van. It was a game we were playing the number one team in the country, and this is a fact. It was the first time in the 50 games that I've coached at Notre Dame that we were the underdog in a contest. College football is so well balanced, the point difference, even though we were an underdog, was only 1 or 2 points. We won a statistical battle, but the games aren't decided on statistical battles. It did knock Southern California out of that number one spot because a tie on their record really hurt them, because at that time Ohio State was undefeated.
Harry, you are the going thing when it comes to college football future style. It's no wonder you drive the going thing in automobiles for 1969.
Well, that's true, Van. I've had the opportunity. I have two fine Fords in my garage, one of them a good Galaxy 500, and I've driven a lot of cars, a lot of big cars, big name cars, and I've had an opportunity to drive this Galaxy 500, and I'm really impressed with it, and I mean that in all sincerity. This is a fine road car. You know, I'm on the road quite a bit, recruiting, speaking, and so forth, and I take that car on the road, and it gives me great service. It's a quiet operating car. It handles well on the road. It sits well. Really, I've been very much impressed with the Ford products, and it's been my pleasure to drive these automobiles.
And you drive in all kinds of weather, too, don't you?
Well, in this Midwest, you're liable to get anything, and
it won't be long if you'll have three Fords in the garage.
Look out now.
Right now, the going thing at your Ford dealers is a pop option sale featuring Ford's most popular cars with the most popular option packages at special low prices. How about these cars? Have you seen them?
Well, this is a nice thing about the Ford products. You can get it any way you want. You've got these package options that I think that you can go in. If you want a car with a certain accessory on it, you can have it. Vinyl interior and white wall or wheel covers, you can get that package if you want. You can save a lot of money by doing so. If you happen to want air conditioning, if you happen to want tinted glass or a high-powered engine of some sort with a little more horsepower on it, you can get that package. And you can save money by getting these various option opportunities. And I think this is a great thing for a guy that's going out and going to buy a car. He gets it the way he wants it.
So you've been pretty observant of what's going on with the Ford dealers.
I sure have. I've got them in my garage, as you well know. I drive them, and I know an awful lot about them.
Well, take it from Herb Parseghian. Going Ford is the going thing. Your Ford dealers is the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
DeLorey with his latest Feeling of Love. This is Ed McMahon for Monitor with the Going Thing 69, a whole weekend of predictions of things to come in 1969. Brought to you by your Ford dealer.
Glenn, I'm late.
I'm meeting my mom for dinner at Wetson's.
What do you have to eat?
We're gonna have Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken.
I love Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken.
And some Wetson's hamburgers.
I love Wetson's hamburgers, too.
And some strawberry Wetson's thick shakes.
Wetson's thick shakes are wonderful.
And some fish and chips.
You wouldn't put me on, would you?
Look, Glenn, I don't have time to stand here and talk to you. I have to go.
Liza!
What?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
Phone ringing? It could be WNBC, fortune phoning you. Find out how you can be a winner. Listen to WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gordon, WNBC News. It's 5:30, 27 degrees in New York and clear. Adam Clayton Powell told reporters in New York today that Republicans who voted against his being reseated in Congress were selling out to Southern Democratic congressmen. Powell charged that the GOP, in a minority in both houses, is trying to build power through a so-called unholy alliance with Southerners. He also said he'd consult his lawyers before making a final decision on accepting the conditions the House imposed when it voted to seat him. Those conditions are a loss of seniority and a $25,000 fine to be paid out of his monthly salary. Powell was ousted from Congress in 1967, charged with misusing government funds, but was reelected by an overwhelming majority last November. Transit Authority investigators are trying to figure out last night's massive tie-up on the 7th Avenue IRT. They want to know why a few hundred passengers on a stalled train at 110th Street and Lenox Avenue refused to get out when told. The incident caused a backup of more than 50 trains from Canal Street in Lower Manhattan all the way to Harlem. 50,000 passengers were stranded in tunnels. Many got out and began wandering toward stations, and the Transit Authority shut off power on the line. Took more than 4 hours to untangle the mess. City and state mediators have offered to talk day and night with both sides in the Wyckoff Heights hospital strike. Negotiations to end the four-day-old walkout of 400 non-medical workers so far have failed to produce any progress. Local 144 of the Hotel and Allied Services Union struck the Brooklyn Hospital New Year's Day in a wage dispute. Picket lines have prevented delivery of linen and dairy products. American B-52s today struck at communist positions so close to Saigon that shockwaves jarred windows and rattled doors in the heart of the capital. Elsewhere, Navy fighter bombers ranged near the demilitarized zone, hitting enemy supply dumps. And on the ground, U.S. infantry units backed up by helicopter gunships scattered a Viet Cong unit in the Mekong Delta. At least 22 of the enemy were reported killed. Militant students have shut down Lebanon's four major universities. Thousands of young people took to the streets demanding the government do something to counter Israel's commando raid on Beirut Airport. The students want the government to support all Arab guerrilla organizations in the country. And in Jerusalem, well-informed Israeli sources warn that Israel will not hesitate to strike back if Lebanon fails to control guerrillas operating on its soil. Hundreds of Catholic demonstrators battled with Protestants today outside Londonderry in Northern Ireland. The Catholics attempted to march on the city to protest what they called discrimination against members of their faith in Northern Ireland. At least 100 persons were injured, some seriously. The Czech Communist Party Presidium has warned students and intellectuals to stop agitating for liberal reforms. The party's top leader said today that opposition to Soviet counter-reforms could only lead to further restraints. Czech rebels are demanding more freedom of the press and information about the activities of the party's leaders. Governor Rockefeller reportedly wants to reinforce the state's anti-strike Taylor law. Sources close to the governor say he's considering stiffer penalties for public employee unions that walk out in defiance of the law. Rockefeller is said to be dissatisfied with the Taylor law as it stands because it apparently didn't discourage sanitation men, public school teachers, and state mental hospital workers from striking last year. President-elect Nixon has named a Massachusetts state official and a top professional diplomat to high positions in the State Department. Nixon announced today he's making Massachusetts Attorney General Elliot Richardson Undersecretary of State. Richardson, an assistant Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare under President Eisenhower, will be number two man at the state. Nixon has appointed Hugh Alexis Johnson to the number three post of Undersecretary for Political Affairs. Johnson, a 60-year-old career diplomat, is now ambassador to Japan. And the president-elect also told newsmen in New York today that he plans to ask Ellsworth Bunker to stay on as ambassador to Saigon for the time being. The weather mostly sunny and cold for the rest of the day, high about 30 degrees. Same thing tomorrow, high about 30. Clear and quite cold tonight with a low in the teens. Chance of rain or snow about 10% through tomorrow. Right now, 27 degrees and clear in New York. Frank Loren, WNBC News. And now back to Monitor.
This is Ed McMahon with Monitor, the Going Thing 69, presented throughout this entire weekend by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. One trend shaping up in the new year is the formation of the new administration team that'll take over in Washington after Inauguration Day. There are hundreds of jobs still open at the sub-cabinet level. The only requirements are youth, talent, and brains. Three excellent reasons why I plan to stay in show business.
When you find out you don't love her, when all the glitter rubs off of her, I'll be waiting just a smile away. I can see you need some cheering, so call on me, I'm volunteering. All you gotta do is pick up the phone. Tell me you're alone, baby, I'll come running. I'll be your good time girl.
Just so you'll know what to expect for the coming year, I'm going to offer up a couple of the out-of-the-limb, out-on-the-limb predictions I make. First off, I, Ed McMahon, do hereby predict that the Jets might win the Super Bowl, and we'll land a man on the moon in June. I also predict, and you can hold me to this, that the specially equipped, specially priced Falcons now being featured during the Ford dealer's pop option sale will sell up a storm. And why shouldn't they? You get big savings on either a two- or four-door Falcon, and it comes with popular options galore. Color-keyed wheels, wheel-lip moldings, tape stripe, two-tone roof, bright window frames, wheel covers, and carpets. But that's not all. Your Ford dealer is offering special savings on Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, and Mustang equipped the way most people want them. So see your Ford dealer right now during his pop option sale. I predict you'll save a bundle. Continuing with our forecast of what's in store for us in 1969, let's take a look at baseball. For a prediction of what may happen to our national pastime this coming year, here's Joe Garagiola. The year ahead for baseball is an important one for a lot of different reasons. It's definitely going to be a year of change. And how those changes work out will have a lot to do with the immediate future of the game. There'll be a personnel change. And as an old baseball man who wore four different uniforms when there were only eight teams in the league, I'm a little bit of an expert on personnel changes. But the big change this year will be that of a new commissioner. In any case, Commissioner William Eckert will be replaced. The talk so far has put the emphasis on the need for a baseball man to run baseball. Don't be too sure that there won't be a change from that line of thinking. The unsuccessful efforts to choose a baseball man at the meetings in Chicago last month may lead baseball people into going outside the game for their new commissioner. Another change will show up in the rule book, where baseball will be trying to bring back the 300 hitters by legislation. For one thing, the pitching mound has been lowered. Instead of 15 inches, as in the past, the mound will now be only 10 inches high. Also, the strike zone has been made smaller, so that the pitchers will have less room to work. Personally, I can't get too enthused about these kind of changes. The big result of changing the strike zone is that there'll be more bases on balls. Now, there's something that ought to really jam the ballparks. Just think about going out and watching a four-run rally where nobody even swings at the ball. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now, Paul Anka, a young man whom we predict will delight the hearts of the U.S. Internal Revenue Service in 69. Here he is to sing Good Night, My Love.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and warm. And bring you closer to me.
Thank you. going thing, 69. One of the things that'll be going all through 69 will be the monitor beacon.
This is Dustin Hoffman. I have a message for graduates with a social conscience. If you're down on things today, do something about tomorrow. Join the teacher corps. It's very challenging. You work with kids in schools and communities that really need your help. You receive a tuition-free master's degree plus $75 a week. You know, it might be an interesting way to spend 2 years helping these kids. For information, write Teacher Corps, Washington, D.C., 20202.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was, Happy New Year! And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, with a happy new sound for 1969. More music, more news, more weather, and traffic reports.
WNBC Radio 660, New York. For Monitor, this is Ed McMahon with the Going Things 69, an entire weekend of predictions of things to come in the year ahead. One such prediction is made for us now in the area of consumer affairs. Here with a report on consumer protection is Paul Duke of NBC News in Washington.
The consumer is no longer the forgotten American. The rush of new legislation and action at the executive level the past 2 years have served to give us all more protection where we want it, in the pocketbook. It's a trend likely to continue in 1969. For one thing, the Federal Trade Commission is expected to come up with new recommendations for lending a bigger helping hand to the consumer. A new agency, the National Commission on Product Safety, is launching a coast-to-coast investigation into the safety standards of thousands of products, products which figure in the 20 million household injuries each year. The commission believes far more persons are injured in home accidents than government figures show. Congress is moving into new areas, too. More hearings are planned on complaints that automobiles frequently are not repaired properly. And many congressmen are pushing for a crackdown on fraudulent home repair deals and door-to-door salesmen who bilk the public. Betty Furness, who's been the White House advisor, is leaving office suggesting the new administration push a number of new steps, such as making it easier for consumers to get redressed through the courts, higher damage payments to people who are victimized, and a cooling-off period for persons who've signed a sales contract to change their mind and get their money back. President-elect Nixon didn't talk much about consumer protection during the campaign, but as Ms. Furness says, no administration can afford to turn its back on the consumer these days, and 1969 seems certain to bring even more help. Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
Van Patrick at Bonneville's famous Salt Flats with North American speed champ Mickey Thompson. Mickey, you're really the going thing for 1969 with that new car you're building. Tell us about it.
It has two Ford engines in it, Van. It's an exceptionally small automobile. It's less than 3 feet wide and less than 3 feet tall. And we're expecting to obtain a speed of around 425 miles an hour here within the next few months.
Well, now, I'm very interested in finding out about the car you drive on the street now. How much different is that car than the one the plain old American driver drives?
I actually bought my car from a Ford dealer. We made a few little modifications that I personally wanted on the car. And it's actually almost considered a Ford stock Mustang.
You know, Mickey, when I walk into my Ford dealers to get a Mustang during his pop option sale, how close is that one to the one you drive?
Real close, Dan. As a matter of fact, and I think some of the big features of it are the brand new hood scoops, the wheel covers, racing stripes, racing mirrors, the new hood, which really elaborates the racing image. You know, and on the Galaxy 500, you can also get air conditioning with the pop option. So I think it's one of the biggest packages that Ford has ever offered, and one of the greatest deals also.
So really, Mickey Thompson, going Ford is the going thing.
Now, from the musical comedy of the same name, here's Dear World, sung by the husband and wife team of Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Please take your medicine, dear world. Please keep your pressure down, dear world. Promise to thrive on each word your doctor speaks. He'll bring sing the roses back to your cheeks, for you've been a paladin at war. Stick out your tongue and say our word. We'll give you plasma and tonic by the spoon, so be a dear world. Take your medicine, dear world. Keep your pressure down, dear world. And get well soon. Fever down, dear world. Please keep your courage up, dear world. Oh, you've been feeling a little under par. You'll heal completely without a scar. So please make it snappy and quick work. We're sick of having a sick world. Till you're back in June, so be a dear world. Keep your fever down, dear world. Keep your courage up, dear world. And get well soon. Someone has wounded you, dear world. Someone has poisoned you, dear world. And those who love you defiantly insist that you galvanize the critical list. So stand on your crutches with pride, world. You've got to save your own high world. We want you dancing tomorrow afternoon. So be a dear world and get well soon. Take the ditches out, rip the bandage off. What's a little bitty skull world?
Predictions of coming events in 1969 would have to take into account the startling advances made by medical science recently. One dramatic breakthrough has been made in a highly specialized branch of medicine, as Dr. Frank Field reports here.
In 1969, some patients will undergo cataract surgery in the morning, be home by evening to watch television, and back at work the next day. Normally, cataract surgery of the eye requires several days of hospitalization and then weeks of recuperation, but a new technique may change all that. The new operation involves the use of high-frequency sound waves to dissolve the cataract and a thin hollow needle which removes the dissolved material from the eye. Dr. Charles Kelman of the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital in New York has worked for several years to perfect the method. It has already been successfully used on over 100 patients. No longer is a large incision and numerous stitches necessary to remove the clouded lens. In Dr. Kelman's development, a thin hollow needle is inserted through a small opening in the side of the eye. At the tip of the needle, ultrasonic waves are set up. These dissolve the cataract or the lens. The material is then sucked out through the hollow center. The tiny hole in the eye is easily closed, and a recuperation of hours instead of days. This new type of cataract surgery represents a dramatic breakthrough, one of the many that we will see in 1969. This is Frank Field for Monitor.
Now the Limelighters, one of the better of the new singing groups, with The Importance of the Rose.
L'important, c'est la rose, l'important, c'est la rose, it's the rose, that's important, c'est la rose. In the eye of time, we're just heaps of dust along the highway, and as far along the highway as it goes. We must go with what we've got, what we give, and what we're given, for a lesson in true living. What's the rose? La bonbon, c'est la rose, la bonbon, c'est la rose, it's a rose, that's important, c'est la rose. La bonbon, c'est la rose, la bonbon, c'est la rose, it's a rose, that's important, c'est la rose.
if you're left out in the cold, with no coat upon your shoulder, and the wind is getting colder in the storm.
Let me tell you, most of us have had to learn, every road must have its turn. If the fire of hope is burning, you'll stay warm.
And I'm going to say la rosa, I'm going to say la rosa, it's the rose that's important, say la rosa. And I'm going to say la rosa, I'm going to say la rosa, it's the rose that's important, say la rosa. Along my way, it's a good thing to remember, it's a long way to November, so, so slow. Take it easy on the turn, for the highway's sometimes rocky, but the problems and the pitfalls help you grow.
Here's the going thing, singing for your Ford dealer.
Going forward, it's a going thing. It's what happens to me. It's a going thing.
John of the Going Thing, and I'd like to...
I'm Janice.
Janice sings with us, too. Hey, you know, you can get special Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons equipped with the most popular options, likewise.
Oh, it's a top option set.
Yes, Janice, very good. Like white walls, real covers, body side molding, even vinyl interior at real savings.
Air conditioning, too.
Thank you, Janice. So stop in at your local...
You know, going forward is the going thing.
Yes, Janice. At your local Ford dealer's big pop option sale.
Tell him Janice thank you.
Sing, Janice.
Janice!
Are you on the yard?
It's a going thing. It's a going thing. It's a going thing.
General on my mind. This is Monitor with the Going Thing 69, an entire weekend of looking into the immediate future, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. And now, with your kind permission, a few predictions by yours truly, Nostradamus McMahon. I predict during 1969, astronauts Borman, Lovell, and Anders will not be paid a travel allowance of 10 cents a mile for their trip to the moon. I predict that Howard Hughes will not appear on Laugh-In. I predict that the Loch Ness Monster will turn out to be Phyllis Diller. And finally, I predict that once again this year, Johnny Carson will find it unnecessary to borrow money from his announcer. This is Monitor. I'm Ed McMahon.
Hi, this is Johnny Carson. Not so long ago, it was thought that a mentally retarded child could only be taught to brush his teeth or dress himself. The National Association for Retarded Children did not agree. They adopted as their slogan, "Retarded children can be helped." Today, 1 million of the retarded are employed by private industry. Is that proof enough of their faith? The National Association for Retarded Children asks you to help your local association continue such work. Thank you.
This is Jack Hayes. All I said was, I dig Glenn Campbell, Engelbert Humperdinck, Mary Hopkin, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and Frank Sinatra. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you'll enjoy the Jack Hayes sound, Monday through Friday, noon to 3.
What's up? Joe O'Brien. Get up with him, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.